أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته We stand here with grieving hearts and deeply saddened by the killing of a great scholar and a human rights activist who stood for the rights of all the people in the Arabian Peninsula. He did not speak only for the Shias, he spoke for the rights of all of the people in the Arabian Peninsula. In fact, those of you who have been following the news, even one of the daughters of the former king of Saudi Arabia, King Abdullah, praised Sheikh Nimr for his courageous stand for the rights of the people of that country. So, although we have lost Sheikh Nimr, but rest assured that the blood of a martyr never goes to waste.
Yes. Subhanallah.
We know that in Iraq, some 20 years ago, that other tyrant, Saddam Hussein, who is now rotting in hell, executed a number of religious scholars in that country.
Yes.
And now we know what has happened to that tyrant. And I believe that the Saudi regime has actually dug its own grave by executing Sheikh Nimr.
Yes, inshallah.
A number of speakers have already spoken out about what Sheikh Nimr stood for. Although we are saddened, but at the same time, we feel that that struggle that is going on in the Arabian Peninsula is not going to come to an end with his martyrdom. In fact, it's going to increase because the more the oppressors intensify their oppression, it gives greater courage to the oppressed to continue their struggle. You know, only 10 days ago, we were out in the streets condemning and protesting the slaughter that was carried out in Nigeria and the unjust imprisonment of Sheikh Zakzaki. Today we are back again to condemn the barbaric practices of the Saudi regime. It is an illegitimate regime. It has no right to be in control of that holy land. But because of the fact that it receives support from a number of governments around the world, including the US government that is sending or giving it $100 billion worth of weapons, that regime continues to operate. We also know that the Canadian government is supplying it weapons worth $15 billion. And these weapons include riot gear to control protesters. It includes armored personnel carriers that are being deployed in Qatif and in Al-Awamiya right now to crush the protesters in that region that are protesting against the unjust execution of Sheikh Nimr. I want to share with you as to how barbaric this regime in Saudi Arabia is. Actually, we shouldn't call it Saudi Arabia because that constitutes shirk. These criminals from the backwaters of Najd do not own that land. That the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had called the Arabian Peninsula. So they don't own that land. There is no country in the world that is named after a family or an individual except that land that these illegitimate barbarians, these Bedouins from Najd have usurped.
Yeah. Yes.
But let me tell you about their judicial system. Amnesty International has condemned it as being unjust. Human Rights Watch has condemned it as being unjust. Yesterday, the UN Secretary General, Ban Ki-moon, questioned the judicial system in that of that barbaric regime. But let me give you just one example of how unjust their so-called judicial system is. 3 years ago, there was a Saudi court preacher by the name of Lehan Al-Ghamdi. He used to come on Saudi television giving lectures. He accused his 5-year-old daughter of committing adultery. This barbaric man, God knows what is in their minds with these criminals, that they think that the 5-year-old girl would even know about sex, and yet these criminals think he accused his own daughter of committing adultery. And you know what he did then? He not only sexually assaulted his own daughter, then he beat her so badly that he broke her back and her skull. And the poor girl died in hospital. And this criminal preacher of the Saudis spent a few weeks in court, in jail, and then the judge said, we will let him go free. Because that's what the law is in this country. Can you imagine? This is a judge in that barbaric kingdom saying that that's the law of this land. And there was so much protest against this injustice. There were petitions to the king and the rulers that this man was arrested again. And he was again, of course, put in jail. He was given, the judge then ordered him to be in prison for 10 years. And he said he should be given 800 lashes. He wasn't lashed a single time. And on August 29th of 2015, this criminal, this rapist, this murderer was released from prison again. So we want to ask this question. Did Sheikh Nimr kill anybody?
No.
Did he even pick up a gun?
No.
All he was saying was that the people of that land should be given their God-given right. And how dare this barbaric Najdi clan from Najd, these Bedouins, kill a man of God like that? But brothers and sisters, please bear in mind, I have held the view that this regime is on its deathbed.
Yes.
That when they begin to act like that, they are becoming absolutely desperate. They think that they can extinguish the fire of freedom that is lit in the hearts of people. I sincerely believe that unless and until the Muslim world acts together to get rid of this barbaric regime, that unfortunately Muslims will not make progress. That it is incumbent upon all Muslims. It is not only the responsibility of our Shia brothers, it is the responsibility of the Sunnis and everybody else. That we have to get rid of this regime from that holy land so that Muslims can once again begin to unite under the banner of Islam and march together to free Palestine from the clutches of Zionism and to free the Muslim world from the clutches of all of these tyrants that are oppressing the people and that have polluted the land of Islam for so many years. And so, brothers and sisters, do not lose hope. We know we have lost a great scholar. We know we have lost a great human rights activist. But every martyrdom of a great scholar would give rise to 100 more great strugglers to liberate that holy land. And we pray to God Almighty to give us the courage to stand up for truth and justice.
Yes.
And that we rise above our narrow and petty sectarianism.
Yes.
Regrettably, that exists on all sides. I don't think that there is only blame on one side. We should all rise above this narrow sectarianism. Yes. And that we should struggle together. Sheikh Nimr was my scholar as well. Although I come from a Sunni background, but I don't want to talk about Shia or Sunni. We are all Muslims, and that is what matters.
Yes.
And that is how we should be struggling.
Yes.
So brothers and sisters, don't let anybody confuse you, as the other brothers have said. This is not a Shia or Sunni issue. This is an issue for all Muslims. This is an issue for human rights. This is an issue for human dignity. And that is why all of us, together, we'll have to struggle and strive until we have got rid of this tyrannical regime, this barbaric regime, and liberated that holy land from the clutches of these polluters. We will continue to raise our voices. We will continue to struggle. We will continue to strive unless and until that land is liberated.
Inshallah.
May God Almighty be with all of you, and may God give you more strength so that we can continue to raise our voices and march together shoulder and shoulder for freedom and justice. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Shame, shame, USA!